Yeah, that was Mr. T's van in that show, right?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Are you serious?
I don't think I am. A little before my time, you know?
The way you talk about it, though, I could have swore you were a huge fan.
I talk it up so much.
I mean, here's the thing.
I can't recall any.
You get the general idea of it. I mean, you could get the general idea of it just from the show intro. They're soldiers of fortune, all right? Their government turned their back on them, so what do? They decided to become mercenaries, it's a ragtag team of experts in their field.
Hey, that sounds fantastic. Maybe I should spend some time on YouTube and
it's
relive.
All right. I'll be honest. The old show, a lot of shows from the 70s and 80s.
Kind of like hip. It's all right. Another one. You might kick my ass for this one. But, I mean, it's way before my time, so I don't feel bad saying it. Dukes of Hazzard. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of that.
See, now that bothers me. That bothers me. Dukes of Hazzard is one of the greatest TV shows ever made.
I mean, I know a lot about it from just like the History Channel and people talking about it.
Sounds
fantastic.
I got season 1 and 2 on DVD. I'm going to give them to you. You got to watch them, man.
Okay.
The Duke boys, man, they're at it again. I mean, it's got everything
you
need.
See the movie. Because it was newer. It was around when I was growing up.
Yeah, and see, that movie doesn't do it justice in a sense. Like, it's good. Don't get me wrong. But it's much more provocative and kind of out there with what, you know, they do in that. The TV show is much more wholesome in my mind than that, but they had to amp up everything, you know, for the movie. And when you got Sean William Scott and Johnny Knoxville in there, it's going to, you know, be a little different. But anyway, no, Dukes of Hazzard, you got to see. I'm going to give you.
Now I could recite every episode of Elf for you, which was before my time.
See, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. That's something you shouldn't
remember that show.
Yes, I do. It was Elf wasn't as good as what was that knockoff version? With the rabbit and then just that hot redheaded chick. That was the only reason.
Oh, man. What was that? Now you're going. Now you're digging.
God, what was the name of that show?
Memory bank.
The only reason that show was on. The only reason that show was on was because of that hot redheaded chick. What was that? was that 90s show with rabbit? With rabbit puppet. Unhappily Ever After. Yes.
There you go.
That weird rabbit puppet and just that hot redhead. What was that redhead?
So many
name?
Random shows back in the day. He's just like, I remember watching the Brady Bunch all the time. My mom loved the Brady Bunch and it was always on. I just remember watching it like, this is not, what's up with this turf lawn going on here?
It's weird.
Just weird.
I forgot that Bobcat Goldthwait played the voice of that rabbit too in that show.
Zed too, right? Wasn't he Zed? In Police Academy?
I think so, yeah. And it was Nikki Cox, by the way, if anybody wants to look up anything on the redhead that I'm talking about.
Thanks, Brock.
I'm going to be deep into this for a while.
You're going to post the link, too? Post the link?
Yeah. I'm gonna spend quite a bit of time on this. All right. Hey, we got to keep moving here. It's time for your morning dump, for God's sakes.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Why don't you just pump it with Pump That Septic?
Wait, what was her name again, real quick?
Nikki Cox.
Okay.
Two Ks. X at the end. This is a fantastic study, okay? That hot dog that you've been enjoying could take minutes off your life. According to a new study from the University of Michigan, eating a hot dog could shorten your quote-unquote healthy life by 36 minutes.
Damn, dude, Kobayashi's like, what?
Dude, he's got like he's got 2 minutes to live, okay?
Dude, his clock is a ticking.
Dude, that's not like a little bit. I don't even think a cigarette takes that much time off your life, right? Each hot dog you eat shortens your healthy life by 36 minutes, all right?
Healthier to smoke a cig, just like you said. What is going on now?
God. That's unbelievable.
Joey Chestnut, Kobayashi, all these guys.
I mean, are we really surprised, though? It's literally a casing full of lips and booty holes that we cover in condiments.
You should know.
I mean, you can't look at that big, this is a good life choice. This is what I should eat. You know what I mean?
Bunch of lips and ass my whole life. These guys are pounding 70 of them in under an hour.
Dude. Dude, just taking years off their life. I don't know why.
You could see these guys getting older. As one hot dog, more wrinkles. Yeah. Dude,
at the end of each eating competition, they've aged. They got more gray hairs, more wrinkles. Like, Jesus, dude. He's got to.
Should dig a hole, a 6-foot hole right behind him, you know, in case.
Kobayashi goes to the doctor, like, oh, I haven't been feeling well, you know. I'm feeling
how many?
Yeah, it's like
what?
Doctor goes, if you eat one more hot dog, you're dead. All right, you have 36 minutes to live.
And dude, he's one dog away from the world record.
Make the choice, Kobayashi. Do you want to be forever known as the guy that ate the most hot dogs and then died?
The nurse over there holding the hot dog.
Good God,
looking at her, looking at the doc.
So next time you go to that barbecue and you're ready to just slam some wieners, think about it, because it's taking minutes off your life.
You're dead.
Hang up.
Suicide eating hot dogs, man. That's craziness.
Lastly, going to be a lot of lonely men out there, because starting October 1st, the OnlyFans website is going to look different because it's banning sexually explicit content. That's right.
Wait, what?
As you probably know, OnlyFans is mostly filled with women. Mostly women. I know they say men and women scoring with subscribers with their nude videos.
How many subscribers the dudes get on OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's probably 99% women and then a couple rip dudes that make a living on this.
Wait.
They're banning it. They are banning nudity and porn.
Hang on a second. I thought that's what it was for.
So what they're doing is...
It's not what it's for?
No, it is. But they're getting rid of nudity in order to comply with investors.
Huh. So what are you going to be an only fan of then? The talent? Are we going to put talent up?
Maybe it's just going to be a bunch of chicks and bras and panties and I don't know.
No, that's not going to work. It's not going to work for them.
So this is how they describe it. Starting in October, there will supposedly still be some wiggle room for nude content, but only as long as it fits with their quote-unquote acceptable use policy. Look, I'm fine with this because the fact that people pay for OnlyFans when you can literally Google, you can Google the word, all you have to do is type in P-O, and guess what? Porn's going to pop up. Like, you don't you don't need to pay for it. I just think of these sad, lonely men.
Get to the O. You just P.
That are paying. You're paying these women to do what? I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand.
Dude, some of these, like porn stars, like the first day, like one of the top porn stars made $1 million the first day.
Like, it's nuts. It's nuts. It's crazy because all of these sad, pathetic, it's in their basement.
You know, they'll do it. The dudes will do it. I mean, the people pay. Hey, and if they're paying, why not?
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I'm not knocking look, if people are going to pay you to buy bath water like that one chick did, by all means, let people pay you for your bath water. Like, if people would be willing to watch me naked in a chair doing stuff, I would do it, Hunter. All right, I'm not ashamed. I don't care if I'm gonna make millions of dollars naked on a recliner. Why the hell not? Okay.
Could you imagine having that? I don't know what you call it. That ammo. Right. At any given, I could sell my bathwater and make money. I mean, you know, you walk around the world a little differently, don't you? When you have that in your backpack.
I think so.
Things are bad, but you know what? I can sell my bathwater.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a lot of money. I think things are going to be okay.
I don't think life's too hard for you at that point.
Can you imagine that?
I wonder if she's
jealous.
She tries to pay for other things just with glasses of bathwater. goes to McDonald's. I'd like a number 7 with a large Coke. Okay, that'd be $8.75. Do you take bathwater, use bathwater as payment? Oh, you do. Okay, that's new. That's new. So
a lot of dudes paying for this. This is valuable.
For all,
you got to be mad at the guys, right?
Exactly. All you sad, lonely dudes in your parents' basement that are using your mom's credit card to pay for OnlyFans subscriptions. Sorry, you got to find a new place to find your naked ladies.
Oh, no.
All right. That is your morning dump. We are going to be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter.
The button.
I did hit the button. What the hell's going on here?
The button.
I hit the button.
We still on? Is it still live?
Yeah, we're still live. So just hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay. That's your morning dump. What is going on here?
The button.
Yeah, I hit the button, and it's doing something crazy.
Hey, look at the top left of the screen. It says GPI.
I'm hitting the button.
GPI. Turn it on or off.
Hold on. What? This is great.
Top left screen.
Oh, a national radio day. We can't even do our job right. Hold on. Let me try. Save playlist. Save this playlist.
This potentially could be very good.
Save. No. Okay, we got to make this.
We don't need to save the playlist. We need to get to a commercial or something.
Okay. Hold. I get you.
Hit the damn button.
Just hold on. Okay, here we go. And that's your morning dump. No, dude, it keeps jumping up to sports. I don't know what's going on. Hold on. I don't care. Screw it. Whatever. What are we going to try? Is someone going to get mad at us for this? Come on now. Next. Okay, hold on. We're going to change to that. Change.
Next. This is so bad.
I'm riding this out.
I feel like just letting you spiral, to be honest with you.
Save playlist. Okay, now what if I refresh?
You've saved it like 100 times.
You
it's
know
fine.
What? I'm trying to be thorough. Save playlist one more time because you distracted me. All right, one more time now because I was
talking. So what happens when you hit the button? Does it goes up to sports, you say?
Oh, my God. Like everything is out of the log. Dude, everything is gone. Everything is gone in the log. I'm not making this up. I literally just hit refresh playlist and everything says not found.
No.
What happened?
What are we gonna do?
Let me try and load a playlist here. Let's see what happens. All right, if we load Friday.
Just play a YouTube video or something.
This is the most ridiculous thing. All right. Do I have an emergency CD I can fire up?
I think
up?
You do. I think in a drawer somewhere. The place is probably such a mess. Studio is so messy, probably.
All right, there's no disc in the first CD player. This is great. Oh, wait. I think I might have a CD in this one. No, it says load.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Dude, open the drawer. I think there's a CD in there.
PC load error. What the hell is that?
It was take the dad outside and beat it. Like an office space.
No, there's no CD in there, man. Okay. All right. This is great. Hey, to Engineer Terry, we have a problem. Should we just keep riding this out? I don't have anything to play, man. I don't even know.
I don't know.
Is it because I looked up Nikki Cox online? Did it crash the system?
With two Ks.
This is great.
With two Ks.
This is great.
Dude,
okay.
You've shut down the whole system. What'd you do?
I don't know.
It really has nothing
dude,
in the place.
There's
nothing.
I'm looking
there.
At it. It's just not found. It is a sea of red in here. A sea of red.
Let me refresh it.
Maybe if I do
load yesterday's. This is great, dude.
I did refresh it. Save playlist. Okay.
Why did they leave it in your hands?
I didn't do this. It wasn't
you know,
me.
It's not. This is why I'm angry. No, it's not even your fault. Why would they leave all the buttons in your hands?
You know what? I handle these buttons just fine. Okay. Let me see here. If I got
just play Baby Shark to do for
wait no I do have an emergency playlist out. Let's see if I can find and remember where I put the emergency playlist. emergency station backups, here we go. Okay,
there you go.
I'm gonna
make
try
sure you play ours and not the coast.
Don't you tell me what to do at this point. This is
duty of our
this is in God's hands now. All right. All right.
The one day a year.
The one day.
National Radio Day.
Yep. This is great. This is great. So everyone listening, just if you ever wonder if we're live or not, nine times out of ten.
This right here is proof. This is live.
God, dude.
It's sports. Should we just do sports real quick?
At this point, might as well. Yeah, Hunter. All right. That's sports.
That was a terrible.
Did you like that? Did you like that?
See, look, I'm bailing you out, man. I'm bailing you out.
What do you got in sports, Hunter?
Let's do it. Football, combat sports. Look, I'm getting people texting me right now. Dude, what's going on?
No one knows what's going on.
Hey, I'm just in my basement over here. I'm still in my robe. It's not my fault. Actually, I'm bailing you out here. Here we go. Tampa Bay Bucks, Tennessee Titans holding joint practices down in Tampa, which have led to pretty big brawls. Look, I can hear you scrambling back there.
I'm messaging Engineer Terry.
Multiple fights, multiple punches thrown, leading the wide receiver Antonio Brown right in the middle of it, dude. Absolutely not surprised. Not surprised at all.
Just punching faces.
Got kicked off the practice field so he could cool down a bit. He's probably on social media posting things. You can probably check it out there on his Twitter. Moving on, baseball. Former New York Mets, Boston Red Sox manager Bobby Valentin has joined the celeb video greeting site Cameo. It hasn't gone that smoothly at all. While attempting to record a video, he actually forgot to stop recording. Filmed himself not picking up his dog's poop in his neighbor's yard.
Oh, no, not that. Oh, that's the worst.
Did you see that
man video?
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, but that's...
You got it. People in their Zooms and forgetting to... It's created great internet content, that's for sure. He then sent the full video to the person requesting it in the clip, which was pulled down off of YouTube Thursday. He tells another person, why did he go doo-doo again? Same place, right in the front yard. At the end of the video, he says to his companion, we're going to have to start bringing a bag. This is so embarrassing for this dude.
Yeah. You don't want to be caught being that guy. That's like being caught and called out for not returning the shopping cart. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. Here's what you do if you're walking your dog. Just put on some real thick black sunglasses and take a cane with you. You're blind. You don't have to pick it up.
Terrible. That is
you don't know where it's at.
Don't listen to Hunter, folks. That is a terrible,
it's
terrible.
A life hack.
That is a terrible, terrible
thing
to do.
That is a dog life hack.
That
right
is
there.
A awful, awful thing to do. Unbelievable.
Here's a question. So I sit out on my porch, right, and I watch people do this. Yep. And thank you for picking it up. I appreciate that. But then you got to carry that thing around with you the whole walk. That's disgusting. Is it bad to throw it in other people's trash cans? Do people get mad at that?
No, it's better than leaving it on the ground, man. No. And if anybody gets mad, like, hey, don't you put that in my trash? What is you got some gold trash can there? No.
That's what I was wondering.
It's a trash can. What do you?
Is it etiquette? Is it etiquette, though? Like dog poo etiquette? I don't know. Even know what you call it.
It's better than just leaving your dog's mess wherever you go. Look, if you're the kind of person that gets mad because someone throws a bag of dog poo into your garbage can, you're just a jerk anyways. Like, no one likes you, okay? No one likes you. If someone is walking by and they have a... I would rather have them throw their trash in my trash can. Like, let's
That's
say
what
someone,
I always thought.
Yeah.
I was like, here, dude, even if it's not by the road, walk up and throw it. I'm cool with it. Just tie it off. Don't make it flopping around in the bottom of there. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
I actually saw some person the other day that like their dog had like a collar that like it clipped to. So the dog had to deal with it. He had to carry it around.
See, that's smart. I like that. That's good. Hey, real quick, Hunter, engineer Terry's in here trying to fix the problem that you started. So
I didn't start it,
Terry. So
hey,
you know,
Terry, it wasn't me. Don't
Terry,
fire me.
It was Hunter, 100%. He admitted to it wholeheartedly.
Terry's like, don't bring me into this.
I don't believe that first.
Oh, and Terry doesn't believe me. Damn it. So you break one light switch in the studio, and then you're always the guy that ruins stuff. That's what happens.
Because you chest passed a basketball to the light switch.
I think so far, though, this has been some of the best radio we've ever done. I'm not going to lie.
So what's going on? What happened? Because Terry knows. Ask Terry what happened.
So engineer Terry is rebooting it right now. A lot of things. Okay, there it is. Do I need to go now jump up to where I'm at? Let's see. Okay, so we're going to go up to the...
I'm trying to think when I started radio. Back in 2006.
All right, so 7
it's
o'clock.
It's been a long time, and this has never happened.
Yes, this has probably happened so many times, bro. Shut up. All right.
No.
Okay, so we're going to hit a button here. Hunter, do you have anything else?
No, not really. I mean, I guess I could do baseball scores.
No, let's hit a button here and see what happens.
If I have silent radio, then do baseball scores.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Fingers crossed.
Come on, baby. Come on. Start.
It didn't work.
Damn it. Is the GPI off? That's a thing.
With the GPI, Hunter keeps talking. It says it's going, but I'm not hearing anything. Well, let me turn off our microphones before I do anything. No, wait. Hold on. Wait, we're going. Hunter, do you got any other sports scores while we're...
Come on, dude. Let's see here. All right, the Angels beat the Tigers yesterday, 13-10.
Our buddy John messaged me and said, control, alt, delete. does that work? Escape.
Can we task manager this thing? Can we task kill some things?
Oh, my God. I love it. All right, so there we go. Friday, 8:20.
So you know what? Back in old school radio with tapes and reel to reel, this didn't happen.
I know. We got to start
all this new digital stuff, man. I'm telling you.
We got to bring back the old ones and twos. Let's try that. Let's try. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go here. Boop, 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 boop. Okay. There. Oh, no, wait. Wait, what is that? Oh, I'm in the wrong
spot. I know
spot.
What Brock's doing after the show today. Making a backup CD. He's going to get lots of emails.
Hey! All right, we'll be back.